Hello, and welcome back to our Business English podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's both exciting and challenging, international business trips. What do you think, Johnny?
Yeah, you're totally...
I think we've lost Johnny. I'm sure he's coming back in a minute. We were just discussing that we will go through this business trip, international business trip advice, which will be very useful because there are a lot of tips that we need to know and English vocabulary and English manners that will be very useful once we go on an international business trip. And I think we have Jonathan back. We were trying to wait for you. So we need your input. What do you have to tell us about international business trips, Jonathan? I can't hear you now, maybe. We have technical problems today. Yes, here we are.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. It's part of the live.
Okay. So that's right. Traveling for work can open doors to new opportunities, connections, but it can also feel overwhelming, especially if it's your first time.
Yes. In this episode, Johnny will guide you through everything you need to know, how to prepare, what to pack, how to handle those meetings like a pro. By the end of this episode, you'll feel ready to tackle your next business trip with confidence.
You're totally right, Aline. So grab your notebook and get ready for some practical advice and useful English expressions. So let's get started.
Yeah. And as you know, we start with a dialogue, which is a part that you love, Johnny.
Yes.
We'll imagine that we are in a coffee room chat, okay? You and I, and the setting is nice. We meet together, and I've just come back from a business trip, and now you are preparing for your first business trip. So let's see how we do that.
All right. Hey, morning, Aline. Back from Paris already? How was it? Did you manage to enjoy the city at all?
Morning, Johnny. Oh, Paris was beautiful. But honestly, it was mostly work. Early mornings, back-to-back meetings, and late night reviewing reports. Not much time for sightseeing, unfortunately.
Oh, that sounds intense. I've got my first business trip coming up next week to the UK. But I'm feeling a bit out of my depth. Any tips for surviving it, Aline?
Your first business trip? That's exciting. But I get it. It can feel overwhelming at first. What are you most worried about?
Honestly, everything. Packing, navigating the city, making a good impression. I don't even know where to start, Aline.
Okay. Let's break it down. First tip, pack strategically. Bring a capsule wardrobe, neutral colors, versatile pieces you can mix and match. And here's a golden rule. Always pack one full business outfit in your carry-on. That way, if your luggage gets delayed, you'll still be prepared.
Well, that's a great idea. Anything else I should pack?
Yes, a portable phone charger and noise-canceling headphones. Are must-haves. They're lifesavers during long flights and busy airports. Also, pack a small toiletry kit in your carry-on. Face wipes, mini deodorant, toothbrush. Freshening up between meetings can make a huge difference.
Well, I haven't thought about all of that, okay? What about getting around London? The tube maps looks like a maze.
It can look overwhelming, but the public transport system in London is actually fantastic. Download the City Mapper app. It'll guide you step by step. and bring a contactless credit card. It works on buses, trains, and even some cabs. So you don't have to fumble with cash or tickets.
Oh, that's super helpful. What about food? I don't want to spend a fortune eating out every day.
For quick lunches, prêt à manger or prêt à manger is your best bet. Fresh, reasonable priced, and everywhere. For dinner, ask locals for recommendations. They often know the best spots that aren't too touristic and overpriced.
Oh, keep that in mind, Aline. Meetings are the part I'm most nervous about. Those meetings. Any advice for handling them?
Of course. Confirm the time and location the day before. Arrive 15 minutes early and bring backup materials, printed copies of your presentation or USB drive, and be ready to make a small talk at the beginning of the meeting. Brits love to start with casual conversation.
All right, okay. Small talk. Like what, Aline?
Well, stick to safe topics like the weather or football. And don't worry, just be yourself. They'll appreciate your effort to connect.
Oh, thanks, Aline. This has been really helpful. I feel much more prepared now.
Wow, look at us. This has turned into a long coffee break. Productivity. Anyway, you'll do great, Johnny. Just call me if you need anything.
Thanks, Aline. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, that was good. Yes. You see, really a lot of good vocabulary in there. So, okay, now it's your turn. Let's test your listening skills. Question to our audience. What was my tip for freshening up between meetings? Leave your answer in the comments, please. We want to see them.
Okay, and here's another question, friends. Okay, just so we give you a minute or two just to think about it. But what's your go-to tip for staying organized during business trips? So please share also your advice. We'd love to hear it.
Yes.
And here's one point we want to share with our listeners. So if you're enjoying this episode, despite the terrible starting, Aline alone trying to fix this up and going on, me disappearing suddenly from the podcast. Aline, you did great. I mean, just you're amazing. So, but anyway, if you're enjoying, despite all those challenges and problems, well, make sure to like, subscribe, and share it with your colleagues. Let's help more
today
professionals.
More than anything, please, please.
So improve their business English.
Very good. So after this dialogue that was so useful, we're going to break it down. Let's break down some useful vocabulary and grammar from our earlier conversation. Okay, Johnny? These phrases are perfect for business trips, and they'll also make your English sound more natural.
That's true. Okay, Aline, so let's start with some vocabulary. You mentioned something about a capsule wardrobe, right? And I think we have something here we can share with our listeners. No, just so what does that mean exactly?
Yes, so let me explain. Those who can see the image, they can have an idea. A capsule wardrobe is a small collection of clothes that can be mixed and matched easily. It's great for keeping your packing light while still being prepared for different situations, like formal meetings and casual dinners.
I got it. So that's why you said to stick to neutral colors and versatile pieces. Well, it makes a lot of sense now.
Exactly. Another term we used was carry-on luggage. This refers to the bag you take with you onto the plane, as opposed to checked luggage, which goes in the cargo hold. You see, again, the image, this is a carry-on luggage.
All right, right. And you said to pack an extra business outfit in your carry-on, just in case of delays.
That's it. That's right. It's a good backup plan, I can tell you.
And what about transport? You mentioned also something like a contactless credit card. What's that?
Okay, so as you are showing on the picture, a contactless credit card lets you tap to pay instead of inserting it or entering a PIN. It's super convenient, especially in cities like London, where you can use it on public transport like buses and trains.
Well, I can see how that saves a lot of time. Let's talk about grammar now. You gave a lot of advice using modal verbs. Can you explain how those work?
Yes. I love modal verbs and I love grammar, of course. Modal verbs are like should, must, and don't forget to are great for giving advice. For example, let's review a few sentences we used. You should confirm your meeting time in advance, or you must arrive 15 minutes early. They're polite but clear. Modal verbs help to be polite and clear.
And we also use conditional sentences, right? Like when you said, if your luggage gets delayed, you'll still have your business outfit. There we have a conditional. And that's a really practical structure for giving advice.
Absolutely. Conditional sentences like these are perfect for explaining cause and effect. Another thing to notice, phrasal verbs, yes, the famous phrasal verbs, which we use a lot, and we use them in that dialogue. For example, freshen up, meaning to quickly make yourself look or feel cleaner. As well, follow up, which means to reconnect with someone after a meeting. Freshen up and follow up.
Well, phrasal verbs are tricky. I think Matthew loves phrasal verbs, you know, just
they're natural to him, you know.
but I can see how they're essential. Thanks for breaking it all down, Aline.
You're welcome. Now let's move to some more additional tips for surviving your business trip. You remember you're going to the UK. Let's see how we can help you a little bit more, Johnny. So let's go for that. Now we're going to enter essential tips for surviving an international business trip. Okay, all right, Johnny, let's recap some of the basics we've already talked about before diving into more advanced tips. We covered packing strategically, like using a capsule wardrobe and keeping an extra business outfit in your carry-on. We also talked about navigating public transport, using apps like CityMapper, and having a contactless credit card ready. Finally, we touched on a small talk for meetings, like discussing the weather or football. Yeah? So that's a summary of what we saw already.
Very good. That's true. Another thing, just let's not forget your life-saving tip about refreshing up with a small toiletry kit between meetings. I can already see how those little things can make a big difference, right?
Absolutely. Now, let's get into the next level of tips, things that are often overlooked but can really make your trip smoother.
Perfect. What's the first tip?
Okay, let's talk about managing jet lag. Something we didn't cover in detail earlier. Adjusting to the local time as quickly as possible is key. For example, if you arrive in the morning, resist the urge to nap. Go for a walk outside instead. Exposure to daylight helps reset your body clock.
Okay, I see. So no long naps in the middle of the day. And what about meals? Should I eat differently to help adjust?
Yes. Avoid heavy meals for the first day or two and stick to light, nutritious food. Also, drink plenty of water to stay hydrated. It helps with both jet lag and general energy levels.
Noted. So jot it down. So light meals, lots of water, sunlight, got it. What about downtime? I feel like there's always so much waiting at airports, between meetings.
Downtime, is a great opportunity to get ahead or recharge. Use it to prepare for your next meeting, review notes, check the agenda, or even practice your presentation. If you need a mental break, exploring the local culture can be energizing and refreshing.
Oh, that's a great idea, Aline. Preparing during downtime also helps you feel less rushed.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about networking. Mm. Business trips are a great opportunity to build professional connections. Always have a few business cards with you, and after a meeting or event, send a follow-up email thanking the person for their time. Mention something specific you talked about. It shows that you value the connection.
Wow, that's a very nice touch, Aline. I've never thought about following up with something specific, but it makes sense. It makes it more personal, right?
It does. It's those little details that leave a lasting impression.
And what about when things go wrong, like a delayed flight or a last-minute schedule change? How do you handle that?
Good question. The best approach is to stay flexible and prepared. Always have a good backup plan, like knowing the next flight or an alternative route to your meeting. And if you're running late, communicate early and clearly with whoever you're meeting. People appreciate honesty and effort.
Well, that's solid advice. Being proactive instead of panicking is definitely the way to go.
Exactly. And remember, even small things like packing a portable phone charger or knowing where the nearest cafe with Wi-Fi is can save you a pinch.
Okay. Well, let's talk now about maintaining a professional appearance. Well, what's your take on that?
Always dress the part, even if you're tired. First impressions matter, and being well-dressed and organized shows that you're serious about your work. Even if you're just grabbing coffee with a client, professionalism counts.
Oh, I get that. It's about representing yourself and your company well, right?
Exactly. It's part of your personal brand. And don't forget, confidence is just as important as appearance. Even if you feel nervous, act calm and collected. It makes a big difference.
Thanks, Aline. Well, this has been incredibly helpful, Aline. I feel like I have a whole new perspective on business trips now.
You're welcome, Johnny. Remember, it's all about preparation, flexibility, and making the most of every opportunity. You'll do great.
I hope so. I'll definitely be putting all these tips into practice. Thanks again.
Very good. That was very useful. I really think there are very nice tips that we can use. Okay, now, you remember we left a couple of answers or questions, sorry, to our audience. So let's answer them. Let's see if they found the answers. The question was, my suggestion for freshening up between meetings was to pack a small toiletry kit with face wipes and a mini deodorant. It's a quick and easy way to feel refreshed.
Okay. And what about staying organized? Maybe you remember another tip we gave. We give you just a few seconds to think about this. Well, preparation is key, right? Plan ahead, confirm details, and always have a backup plan. So that's always the way.
Yeah, maybe when we check the comments, we'll see that a few have really listened carefully, and we'll be very, very happy to see that. Anyway, wow, Johnny, we've covered so much today, from packing strategically and navigating public transport to managing jet lags and making meaningful professional connections. Wow, you're now equipped with everything you need to make your next business trip a success.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, it's not just about getting the job done. It's about growing and as a professional, building connections and even enjoying the journey. A business trip can be a chance to see new places, meet inspiring people and learn along the way. That's a way.
And don't forget, preparation and flexibility are your best friends. Things might not always go as planned, but if you stay calm and proactive, you'll be able to handle any challenge that comes your way.
Very good. That's true. So we hope this tips help you feel more confident about your next trip? And if you're already a seasoned traveler, well, let us know. What's your number one tip for business trips? So we would love to hear from you. Aline, before we continue, I think we have still some slides that we could share with our listeners, just only to review with them some key verbs that we have used as part of the grammar. No, for example, how to use should, how to use must, and also the other one, right? Just that it's here. And we have spoken about this during the podcast, and also the conditional sentences, right? That we have used at the beginning. Maybe you, if you remember, if your luggage gets late, you'll still have your business point here mentioned. So, and the phrasal verbs also, we spoke about them. So it's just a little review of things that we have mentioned. No, freshen up, follow up. So all those things. And we have seen, oh, what was Aline's tip for refreshing up between meetings? So it was just mentioned before. You want to remind the friends about that? What was your suggestion again?
It was to pack a small toiletry kit and with face wipes and a mini deodorant. That was a very good way to feel refreshed in a minute.
Very good. Fantastic. And the tip for staying organized, no, just preparation. Preparation is the key. Yeah. So, and remember, we also reviewed how to conquer jet lag. That's another point. No, that we said no naps, stay awake until nighttime. So make sure that you don't get any nap, and also avoid heavy meals. No, things that and get sunlight exposure. No, as much as we can. And finally, you also shared network effectively. Just to send emails, to follow up, carry business cards with you. So all those are reminders that we just shared with our friends. So we had here some well-prepared presentations that we didn't want to miss.
That was such a good summary. Okay, so before we go, a quick preview for of our next episode. We'll dive into the art of business presentations, how to captivate your audience like Steve Jobs. You won't want to miss it.
And don't forget to check out trainline.com and the current offers. Now it's a perfect time to invest in your English skills.
Thanks for joining us today. Remember, every step you take in your language journey is one step closer to achieving your goals. You've got this, and we're here to help every step of the way.
Yeah, so take care and see you next time. Aline, it has been a real pleasure just to be with you again. And well, see you next time on our next podcast. I hope it gets a little bit better technically and everything, but I hope just, it will show people that we are also normal people.
We are indeed.
So fantastic. See you next time. And by the way, Aline, just before we finish, if our friends want to study English with us or any other language, what should they do?
What a good question. Well, they just need to go to trainline.com. They will find not only an amazing website full of with a campus, with many teachers that are ready to help, and a really good technique, which is designed with flipped classroom. Really, they're going to enjoy that. So let them join the www.trainline.com.
Fantastic. And remember to subscribe to our channel. Okay. Bye-bye, Aline. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.